their reply brief, they said that we're not arguing a new claim construction. It's just Judge Pro doesn't understand the application of the claim. So I'm not sure why we're discussing claim construction. That ship has passed.
Well, I'm still curious.
Okay.
Are you familiar with our Broadcom versus Emulex opinion from last month?
Maybe not.
But you're certainly familiar with Finjan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how is this claim construction by Judge Pro consistent with Finjan?
So all of those cases, the Typhoon, Finjan, have the same statement that it depends on the claims of the case. And in Finjan, Your Honor, that case, the court said these cases they actually pointed to the lack of configured to language in those claims, in that point. In this case, the claims all say, every one of them, configured to, and that's the language that Judge Pro hung his hat on, and also includes the language each, configured to display each contour line at a local maximum.
I take it that their position is that when it says configured to produce a result, a system that does that comes within the claim, even if it also does other things at the same time. The way a automobile engine configured to produce propulsion also is configured to idle in a parking space too. And therefore, the fact that this system, the accused system, again, this is just on the claim construction, that all they had to show was that your system will produce sometimes displays that lack inverted cones, putting aside some of their other arguments. And that the district court, in using this language about having to meet the claim limitations all of the time, seemed to be, at least at that point, requiring more than that. And so...
Okay.
Yes.
So on the method claims...
We're just talking about the system claims.
Okay.
Method claims is perfectly clear, and you cite an earlier page where the judge said that.
Okay,
let's just talk about the system.
On the system claims, again, as the court noted earlier, Judge Pro addressed both issues, whether it's a limited, configured to, must perform the recited function, as well as the capable of performing the function. And in my view, the claim construction was clear, or his application of the plain meaning of the claims as Ballet request was, when you have configured to language and then a recited function, you have to perform that function.
But not all of the time. You can do, on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can produce displays that have inverted cones, and on Thursdays and Fridays, produce displays that don't have inverted cones.
But then you won't meet the claim language.
Well, that's the claim construction question. What case says that configured to produce a result means that that result is the only thing produced, or that result is produced all of the time by that configured system, as opposed to some of the time, or most of the time, or whatever?
I believe the Finjan case does address that. That's the reason. The reasoning in the Finjan case was that it doesn't have to be all the time, because they specifically noted there wasn't a configured to requirement.
Right. So Finjan is a case in which the claim language does not use configured language, so it can't possibly be an interpretation of claim language that does use that.
Correct.
So what else?
The Versada case that they cited from August had two patents in it, the 350 patent and the 400 patent. And the 400 patent, there's actually configured to language in that patent, and the district court ruled that requires an actual consistent performance or a performance every time, if I'm using your words correctly, Your Honor. Whereas the 350 patent had one independent claim had capable of language, and the other one I believe had memory instruction claim language, and that one the district court judge did not grant JMOL of non-infringement, because he said these languages, the language of these claims will allow sometimes, or no, I'm sorry, reasonably capable of performing the operations.
You're talking about Versada now?
Yes, sir.
So on the first of the patents you talked about that you said had configured two languages. Is that configured to produce a particular result?
A function, yes, sir. That's what the claim said.
To perform a function. And I don't have it in front of me, but without anything further in prosecution history or the specification or something else, this court, you're saying, said that means that function has to be performed every time this configured thing runs.
That was the ruling of the district court. But in fairness, I believe...
District court.
The district court. And I do believe that they ruled... I believe they reviewed the specification of the patent, I believe, I think, in both patents. So they did a proper claim construction analysis. And again, I think the Ball Aerosol case is another case that supports us. In that case, they said...
But that's also a case in which, in fact, configured two language doesn't appear in the claims.
That's right. But it was construed to mean that function must be performed every time.
Not a function. That was about configured to have something physical under the candle,
yes,
or something, right? Okay. Which is a quite different thing.
Okay.